From WGCU News, I'm Topher Forges. The Lee County School Board's efforts to opt out of state testing has hit a rough patch, but WGCU's Ashley Lopez reports anti-high-stakes testing momentum has continued to grow throughout the rest of the Sunshine State since Lee County's historic vote last month.
Lee County School Board members are weighing their options now. Last month, the district became the first in Florida to opt out of state-mandated assessments and tests for K-12 students. But just a week later, board members reversed course, mainly because there was no plan in place, and staff worried there could be serious repercussions hurting both teachers and students. But Lee School Board member Don Armstrong recently tried again. This time, he asked members to consider creating an independent task force that would create the policy for an opt-out.
We owe it to the students of Lee County to do this. We owe it to ourselves. We owe it to everybody because we do work for the people.
The effort failed, but Lee County Superintendent Nancy Graham says her staff is working diligently to create a plan. She says she's making sure the local movement against high stakes and disruptive testing continues.
We're all very clear that Lee County has stepped out, and I commend this community because we have put the conversation in the forefront. We absolutely have, and I don't want anybody to think it's going to get lost, because it's not.
While the future of opting out is currently unclear in Lee County, the movement is definitely visible in other parts of the state. The Gainesville Sun reports an Alachua County kindergarten teacher announced she's going to risk her job by refusing to give standardized tests to her students. Also this week, Brevard County School Board members, teachers, and parents criticized the state's standardized testing culture during a meeting. There were also opt-out discussions in Charlotte and Collier counties, but none of the boards took action. A state testing opt-out discussion is also on the agenda for Palm Beach County School Board. And several days ago, Miami-Dade County Public School Superintendent Alberto Carvalho released a statement calling for a delay in administering new high-stakes standardized tests across Florida. Lee County officials say they will continue to push for statewide solutions. And Lee Superintendent Nancy Graham told board members she was investigating alternative methods aimed at lessening the pressure of high-stakes testing on students and teachers. Bob Schaefer with Fair Test says these are good signs, but they aren't enough.
Talk is easy. It's easy to make high-sounding statements. What people want is more concrete action, and it's still not there.
However, Schaefer says statewide discussions are an indication this issue is far from over. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.